Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present, on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes, where you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions.
I lived with Dr. Kevin that day. Sarah, our eldest, she brought me the firewood. And as for eating and drinking, we all had hominy pudding and small beer. But we always had a big stretcher, and I alone fell ill.
This week, we rejoin the trial of Grace Sherwood, accused of killing a neighbor's baby by witchcraft. Tonight's outcome will determine whether Grace walks free or dies on the gallows.
When the midwife comes, she said the baby was perfectly formed, and there was no reason for him to be dead. Not safe for witchcraft.
Mr. Shill, I know this has been very difficult for you, Mother, and I thank you for your testimony. You are.
Thank you, sir. Excellency, at this time, I wish to call Elizabeth Barnes, Pennsylvania County, to be brought forward.
Sheriff.
Excellency.
This court calls Elizabeth Barnes to come forth to be heard.
You may recall, Excellency, this is the woman I spoke to you of earlier. She did not wish to come forward to court to testify against the witch. In fact, she was brought here by her shadow.
Come forward. Mistress Barnes, is it?
Yes.
Mistress Barnes, God is a mighty fortress. You have nothing to fear in this court as long as you tell the truth.
And I will, sir.
She may be sworn, Mr. Attorney.
Thank you, sir. You are Elizabeth Barnes from Sandy County.
I am.
Will you be sworn, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear that the evidence you present in this court to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear, sir.
Proceed.
Thank you, sir. Imagine you were summoned by the justices of Prince's Anne County to serve upon a jury of midwives to examine the person of Grace Sherwood.
Yes, sir. I was for a woman.
Just so. Tell the court what you discovered.
The justices told us that according to Dalton's book, witches have marks somewhere on their person as a sign of their unholy calling, the devil. They instructed us to inspect her for such marks. Oh, God protect us. She has two black marks on her title card, such as we have never before seen on any other woman. So.
It is stated, gentlemen, as you well know, both in Dalton's book, The Country Justice, also in King James' treatise upon the discovery of witches, that these suspicious marks, called devil's marks, are given only to those who have signed their name in the devil's book.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. We are aware of those opinions. The devil's mark or the witch's teeth is a known fact. Mistress Barnes, these marks, were they put to the test to ensure that they were neither birthmarks nor molds?
Well, yes, sir.
Describe the test, of course.
The card came a large pin, a witch's pin, with brick marks, and the marks, please. She didn't even know we were pricking her, sir.
This proves, gentlemen, that the marks are neither birthmarks, nor molds, nor no other natural such blemish.
Is considered a proof of witchcraft, yes. Grace Sherwood, rise. Do you have any questions you would put to this witness?
It was my mind.
What is that woman? What did she say?
She said the accused is touching her head.
Mr. Sheriff, come forward. See the accused. Sit her down here. Turn her face away from her. Mr. Attorney.
Sir.
I fear that your witness is quite taken, sir.
Quite so.
But is there another that we might inquire of as to the character of these marks?
Excellency, I do in fact have 11 other such witnesses. The statement from the jury of midwives has arrived from Princess Anne, if I may.
Proceed. proceed.
Thank you, sir. Look upon the statement and show me your name or your mark.
It's just there, a little apart.
Read it in part, gentlemen. We of the jury have searched Grace Sherwood and have found two things like teeth, with several other spots in her private parts, of which are a black color, being blacker than the rest of her body, like nothing we have ever seen before. Gentlemen, this statement is signed or marked by all 12 midwives, and I would remind the court that this deposition carries the same weight in evidence as if all 12 women were standing here before us now, providing informed testimony upon God's holy writ. I would enter this statement into evidence, Excellency. Do you care to see it?
I would indeed. Mr. Sparks, you are a midwife?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been a midwife?
Oh, I've reached my majority, sir. I have birthed upwards of 3 score babies, and I have only lost.
And you and these other women, you have never seen such marks upon a woman before.
No, sir.
You're under oath, madam.
Yes.
If you lie, you perjure your very soul. If I find you're lying, I'll send you 6 months in the public jail and fine you £20, which you cannot pay, madam. You'll be taken to the pillory and have your ears nailed to the backboard.
No,
now, did the marks bleed? Did they? Speak up. Did the marks bleed?
The marks did not bleed. She should have cried out if she did not. She just laughed at him, sir. She laughed at him. The marks should have bled.
Thank you, madam. You are guilty. Finally, gentlemen, I have here a statement from the Justice of the Prince of Anne County, which does read, on the 10th day of July last, Ray Sherwood was taken to a pond at John Harper's plantation. There she was bound hand and foot to be tested by ducking or trial by water, and as the court is well aware, any spirit or evil spirit or witch will be repelled by water, water being a pure element. That's causing the spirit or the witch to float. Grace Sherwood was by an acceptance bound hand and foot, and placed in water above her head, and she did, in front of suitable witnesses, float contrary to the customs and judgment of the law in such matter. Taken before the clerk of court, regarded, etc., Mr. William Beale. Gentlemen, this statement is also entered in evidence, and with that, and by your leave, the crown rests.
Very well. Grace Sherwood, rise. Grace Sherwood, as you have obtained no attorney to speak on your behalf, you offer forth no witnesses to testify on your behalf. There seems to be no defense against these charges. You've been given opportunity to question the witnesses brought forward to testify against you. You have disproved nothing. Nevertheless, gentlemen, this is not an inquisition. We are not Roman Catholics. We do not torture and burn people as the Pope sees fit to do with his subjects. We're Englishmen and Virginians. Therefore, gentlemen, I believe I shall indulge this court by asking you, madam, to tell us your side of this most remarkable story.
Excellency, I must protest.
Mr. Attorney.
Well, as the court is well aware, the accused is by her very nature an interested party, and as an interested party, she cannot testify under oath.
That's very true, Mr. Attorney. She may not be sworn, and therefore she may not testify. But let us say, sir, she is not testifying. Let us say she is simply speaking with us. Grace Sherwood, would you speak with us?
Oh, yes, sir.
Would you speak?
Gentlemen, I have done nothing wrong. I stay here now, as I have maintained in the past. I have nothing to do with which on his lord's misfortune, this cup was my son. Other farmers have pigs that die, cotton that becomes blighted, and no one is called a witch. And as for Mr. and Mrs. Hill,
in an unnatural manner.
These marks I have had since birth, so no devil gave them to me. And as for loving, well, Almighty God is watching over.
Grace Sherwood, listen to me. Is there anyone come here to this court and testify under oath? You have had these marks on your person since birth. A midwife? A relative, perhaps?
No, sir. This is right where my midwife and she is dead.
Mr. Attorney.
Sir.
Is it not considered fact that one who is possessed of the devil or evil spirits is incapable of speaking the Lord's Prayer?
It is generally accepted as a truth.
Grace Sherwood. You will speak the Lord's Prayer before this court.
Sir.
You will speak the Lord's Prayer before this court. You do know the Lord's Prayer, do you not?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Speak it.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts. And we listen to our debts.
Sheriff.
Gentlemen, it matters not what our personal feelings upon this subject is. The fact remains that the law is the law. And there are certain tests to determine whether a person is indeed a witch. Grace Sherwood was put to these tests, and she failed them all, including one right here before our very eyes. Therefore, gentlemen, as Queen's attorney in this matter, I move for a verdict of guilty against Grace Sherwood.
Very well. Gentlemen, the moment of truth has arrived. I shall offer forth the verdicts. You shall signify your agreement with one or the other by the raising of your right hand. Gentlemen, please keep your hands raised until the tally for each is complete. Mr. Sheriff, you will assist. Gentlemen, all those who find Grace Sherwood not guilty of felony witchcraft, raise your hands. All those who find Grace Sherwood guilty of felony witchcraft, raise your hands. Very well. Sheriff, you may return the accused to the bar of the Queen's Justice. Grace Sherwood, this court has sat before God, made a determination with regard to the indictments brought against you by Her Majesty's attorney. As to the charge of felony witchcraft, it is the judgment of this court that you are guilty of said charge. That the sheriff, the prisoner, is remanded
to your
custody.
How could you? How could you believe in love? How could you? No! You all burn with all the grief.
Gentlemen, I thank you for your patience, your consideration, your insightful questions. Gentlemen.
Order, gentlemen.
Your insightful questions during what has been the most unusual proceeding. And now, gentlemen, this court is hereby adjourned.
All rise, upstanding.
In the 300 years since Grace Sherwood's trial, witches have become fable, and taking a witch to court would be like trying to press charges against a dragon. But Cry Witch gives us an insight into the power of fear and superstition. An 18th century crowd could be swept away by myth. Tonight's jury was the audience, a group of 75 men and women in the 21st century, the majority of whom were persuaded, based on the evidence, that there was a witch in the room. Make plans to visit Colonial Williamsburg and reserve a seat for the trial of Grace Sherwood, the Virginia Witch. That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.